get a male perspective. Like, look. Okay, I just have this on my mind. Okay, so I have a best friend. I miss him. Right? We got into a bad argument the other day. Usually, he's the one that calls me after argument. I want to call him, but I feel like he won't answer the phone if I call him. I miss him a lot. That's a boyfriend. Like, huh?
That's a boyfriend.
So, therefore, he knows what comes with me, and that having a little one, especially one that's five, that, you know, I have to supervise, I have to dress in the morning and make sure he's off to school.
Yeah.
You know, to have a sour attitude about that, and it's moving. I'm like, you already know the deal. Like, where's that attitude coming from? You know?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. If you're going to deal with somebody that has a family already, you already know what you're getting yourself into. Like, unless you're dreaming.
Right. I don't know what it is. We have two children. He has a daughter and a son, but it's like, I told him, you know, I have my children full time. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you may not have your full time, but you know, this is what I'm doing right now at the moment. You felt like you want to speak to me later, then you could have done so. But in the fashion and the way he chose to do it, it pissed me off. Because, like, don't hang up on me if you can't just keep going with the situation. You can't just say it, you know what I mean? You can't just say, hey, I'll talk to you next time. If I feel like you're occupied, then, you know, fuck you. But they're like, I still do listen. You know,
well, naturally, I mean, that's just human nature, but that's human nature. I said, that's human nature, you know?
Yeah. So, like, I felt like
the thing about it is,
and he's like, all coming later on today when we're both free. And I'm like, what the hell? So then later on in the day came, and I didn't want to talk to him because my feelings were hurt, you know?
Well, you know, that's it. Like I said, you know, relationships.
I was overreacting
with the hurt situation. Be frustrated in more ways than one, you know? You just needed, you know, to hear your voice or something. You know?
Yes. So, I was taking all this into consideration, but at the time, like, after when he did that, I was like, I'm going to talk to him. After that, like, when he called me later, I was like, I don't want to talk, you know what I mean? Because I was like, that's so fucking rude, but I felt like, I told him later on when we did talk, I was like, bro, I texted him, though, because we had got to be like, I don't want to keep arguing, like, over the phone. So I texted him, like, maybe you felt like I was ignoring you, you know what I mean? Maybe you felt like I wasn't paying you that much of attention, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. You know, but like, I do have children, you know what I mean? Like, I can't just, he didn't really say nothing on that subject because I think he don't want to admit that I feel like he was already tight about something else and then called me.
Yeah.
And then it's, you know, felt like I was ignoring him. And I was telling him, like, what the fuck, you was tight about something else? Like, what is the problem?
Yeah.
You know, so, but I mean, he need to be willing to communicate and say that. You can't just, I can't be the
some
only
people
one
like
to
that,
think for you, though. Like, I can't think for you and speak for you. Like, if you felt some kind of way, you should just say you felt a kind of way. You cannot act like that to me, you know what I'm saying? And then hang up and think I'm just gonna accept that. I don't like that. Don't treat me like that, and I don't treat you like that, you know? I feel like if something's bothering me, I will tell you, like, well, you know what, I don't like how the way this has been going. And then you can either address it or say that you're not going to change it, and then I'm not going to deal with you anymore if that's how you're going
to Don't jump to conclusions. Give him some time, you know? And then just, like, make your point, you know?
Yeah. So, like, don't call him today. Yeah. Like, call him tomorrow. Today was going to be, like, a whole day. Speak to each other.
rip it. Oh, today's gonna be a whole day.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know. I don't know, man. Like I said, don't jump to conclusions. Because sometimes you jump to conclusions, it's like, you know.
Yes. So what do you think I should do? Should I talk to him tonight or talk to him tomorrow?
Just text him. Just text him and say, yo, when you're ready, just holler, you know. That's all. I would just text him. I said, when you're ready, just holler.
That's it. So then... You keeping it real brief, huh? You like keep it real brief.
I'm serious. Yeah, you gonna start? Don't you gonna end up like? Cause suppose he running the okie doke, you know? You don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If he running the okie doke on you, you don't know. So at the end of the day, I mean, you still gotta have a conversation, but you don't want to have a conversation where it's one sided.
Yeah.
You wanna have a conversation that's on the level.
Yeah. Like you're absolutely right.
Exactly. Like, you don't wanna have a one sided conversation, you doing all the talking. You know what I mean? You wanna have a conversation that's gonna flow. You know what I mean? Like I said, your resume already telling them, look, man, this is what you got yourself into, you know what I'm saying? This is what you gotta accept. You know? And that's that. Like, literally, I had the same, well, not so much the same, but I had an issue with, you know what I mean, my last relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of like an older dude, right? And then my my partner, she was old, but we kind of stuck in our ways. You know, and I saw that it was just one-sided, you know, so I had to like, I just reached to the point where I was like, okay, this not gonna work, because if it's one-sided, it's supposed to be a together thing. This is about a me thing, and it ain't working out if it's a me thing. It gotta work if it's a together thing, you know. So. So that's the whole reason why they call it relationship, because you gotta relate.
Yes, that's very much true.
And if that ain't what you're doing, you just there listening and the other person doing all the talking, or you doing all the talking and the other person just doing all the talking, that's not a relationship. You ain't relating. You just holding us a big sermon. And that's that. You know what I mean?
Yes. So
you,
I like
you preaching to the wall.
Right. I understand. Because at one like okay, usually we've gone a couple days without speaking before. Like if we've gotten into like a miscommunication with each other, I'll be like, okay, well, I don't want to speak to him. He's like the one calling. I'll be like, oh, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like, I won't let him just call and why feeling a kind of way, like, oh, I feel stupid calling you. But this time, like, I miss him, but I feel like I just was not wrong in this situation. Like, I'm dealing with my kid. I'm telling you I'm dealing with my kid. You knew that when from the moment he called, he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, getting my son ready. The school, he knew that.
Yes.
So I felt like, damn, I said what I was doing. I stated that and he called me. I feel like
your kid's been young, yeah.
Yeah, he's 5. Like the last baby is 5.
Yeah. So the other ones are how old?
14, 13, 10, and 5.
Oh. Yeah, man, you busy.
Right, but it's like, don't do that to me, because, you know, when he has his daughter, I don't do that to him.
Yeah.
Or when he's with his son.
How old are his?
2, and the other one is 14.
Yeah, you need to calm down, man. He. I mean, you know, like I said, I've been there, but at the same time, it's not easy, especially when you're trying to blend in, you know, as a family. You know, it depends on where it's going too, where you want to go. You know,
we like each other. We like each other. You know, we got a mutual feelings for each other. Like, you know, we eventually want to date, but I feel like I'm like very big on respect. You know what I mean? But if I feel like you're like disrespecting me, I will stall that. You know what I mean? Like, I won't want to like move forward too much with you if I feel like I'm getting the ultimate disrespect. You know what I mean? Like, don't do that. Have enough respect to say, you know what? I'm gonna call you that because you sound busy or whatever. Or, you know, call me.
But I mean, it sounds like y'all kind of serious.
Yeah,
to me it sounds like y'all getting a little serious.
A deep connection. Yeah. But it's like,
whatever no matter you want to call it. But it sounds serious to me.
Like, you gotta, I feel like for me, like, I'm very, very big on respect. So, like, I don't care how deep or how surface something may be. Please respect me. And I will respect you back. You know what I'm saying? If you feel like you want to end the call, then do that. Don't hang up on me to end it. Yeah.